for the very first time in 2022. Councillor Chat Tuesday with Councillor Phil Truscott. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you? And Happy New Year to you and all the listeners.
And to you as well. Look, it wasn't exactly a Happy New Year for the Heritage City, of course. We know what has taken place there, but an amazing job by a lot of people have got things up and running again. Where are we at the moment, Phil?
Well, there's a sign outside Maryborough as you drive in from the south about Maryborough, well done. I don't know whether you're seeing it, but it's very appropriate.
Yes.
Very appropriate because I'm getting so many people talking to me saying that the council and the volunteers did an amazing job to get Maryborough out of trouble. As you know, every 10 years or so, this place goes under. We tried that levy, and it did work until the valve failed, which was
bad. It did work until it didn't.
Yes, that's correct. And then, but anyway, everyone got to work and sucked out all the water of the basements of all the CBD, and that was an incredible job, and got that done very, very quickly. But listen, I also must mention, because your radio goes to a very large area, Maryborough, of course, was devastated by the actual flood, but the worst damage to infrastructure was out at Glenwood and Gundaya.
Mm.
So we concentrated on that first, and we made sure that roads were passable. That's what we're doing now, passable, and people have access to the properties. But then after that, we're going to have to go to the long road of recovery and getting all the roads fixed up, and that's going to cost millions of dollars, and hopefully we'll get help from other governments.
Absolutely. Now, there are still parks and areas closed, Phil, while the ground still dries out and work needs to be done there. So I guess if there's a thing around a park, a sign or some tape or something, please don't enter it.
I was going to say that, but you've taken the words right out of my mouth, that some people get excited, they want to go back onto the playgrounds, but if it's got the tape, don't go on it. We would appreciate that help. But just on that subject, I'm getting more calls about anything about people needing help, and I'll give people a number for hardship. They may be eligible for help from the grant line, which is provided by the Queensland Government, and the number is 1-800-173-349. 1-800-173-349. And I've just spoken to a gentleman from there, and he said that they're very helpful, and they will try and help people if they need help, because I'm getting a lot of calls about that. Council doesn't help people in the fund area, but the Queensland Government has gratefully put up their hand to help people.
Okay, 1-800-173-349. I'll write that down myself, and we can keep plugging that one, Phil.
Yes, that is. There is another direct line, but the gentleman said he'll put people through that ring that number. Now, a couple of other things, if we've got time, Andrew. A few positive things. First of all, the only suburb or locality that we have that's not accessible fully by paved roads, as in sealed roads, is Tinnenbar. So we're doing up 1.4 kilometres of that in the next few weeks/months, according to, and that's going to cost about $1.1 million, which is cheaper than normal, but that's excellent that we get the
that thing. Sounds like a bargain.
That's it. And one other positive thing is the numbers of libraries, of people going into libraries, are increasing. The libraries have increased by 25% in the last 12 months. Don't ask me why, but I suppose it's because people are locked in and they want to get out and do it. I don't know. But also the Orchid House down at Hervey Bay has gone up by about 15.38%. I just worked it out.
Right. Just worked it out. In your head, of course.
No, I didn't. I didn't, because it was a bit hard. The 3.8, the 15 I could do, but not the 3.8.
So that's great. More people visiting the Orchid House as well, which is just beautiful.
It is beautiful. There's about 5,000 orchids there, so that's excellent. And lastly, but not least, we're asking people to have their say on the new sports complex at Hervey Bay, or halfway between Hervey Bay and Maryborough, because there we have trying to get a stadium that I've always wanted, so that we can get big football teams, like famous football teams, here and big music acts. And we're going to start off with having the dirt mounds for the public audience, whatever you call them. So people can have their say by going to the engagement hub.
The engagement hub. How do we get
Fraser Coast dot engagement hub. I can't. It's very hard to say on radio, but that's it's a long, long email, long address.
Yeah, you just give us a simple stuff, mate. Fraser Coast Engagement
Hub. Fraser Coast Engagement Hub. Just type in that, and that'll come, and they can have their say on that as to what should happen there.
It's got to be the future, doesn't it, Phil? Having a stadium there of some sorts, and then maybe building and making it bigger and better. But to get, as you say, high-quality teams into the region. We have seating and stands and undercover areas. It's got to be the future.
And also the building a premier field there too, which is excellent. So I've always thought if we're going to spend the money on it, we've got to do it properly and make this a hub that people can come. Like the Sunshine Coast and Townsville have got one, so why can't we have one?
Okay, we still need that intersection, though, at Woods Road and Chapel Road upgraded too, don't we?
That's correct. That's correct. And that'll happen in the future, or the near future, hopefully.
Okay, so sooner the better for me anyway. I've been stuck there a number of times. It is rather dangerous. Hey, Phil, thanks for your time this morning. You've kickstarted 2022 for us.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Bye-bye.